We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dave Leventhal joining us live, senior Washington correspondent with Business Insider. Dave, we are 6 weeks away from the election. How has Justice Ginsburg's death changed this election?
We sure are 6 weeks, Susan. It's changed it in just about every way you could imagine. I mean, Washington has been, for weeks and for months, has just been the craziest of places with so much political turbulence and COVID-19, of course, looming large over everything. But this is going to very much remake the debate that we were expecting to have, which will still remain focused on COVID-19. That will still be a feature of this campaign that is up there with anything else. And you are absolutely going to hear about COVID-19 during the first of three presidential debates that are coming up, the first of one, which is going to be on the 29th of September. But everything is going to now be also focused on the Supreme Court in ways that nobody was expecting. Of course, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she was 87 years old. People knew that this was a possibility, but I don't think anyone was expecting that this was going to happen before November 3rd. And the U.S. Senate is going to be front and center when typically it takes October off because of the election.
Looking at the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and now the fight to replace her on the Supreme Court, people are going to be talking a lot about the precedent set 4 years ago. You know, talking to legal experts yesterday and a lot of people around Washington, it seems like the precedent over, you know, the entire history of the court is basically that whoever is in power at the time kind of makes the rules.
In a way, it is, and it pretty much has been. I mean, there is no law against the Senate going forward with the nomination process. There's no law against the president nominating somebody in the midst of an election. There is lots of history. There are lots of precedents, absolutely. And depending on whether Republicans or Democrats are in power, they may have a different take and do have a different take on how things should go down. So back in 2016, when we were in a somewhat analogous situation, you had the Republicans saying, no, we're not going to put somebody forth. And that's when Merrick Garland, who was the Democratic nominee from Barack Obama, basically got stonewalled. And you had Democrats at that point saying, yes, we should go forward. And now the shoe is on the other foot. So, we can fully expect, I think, going forward here, Brian, that it's going to be the Republicans in the driver's seat. Donald Trump is almost certainly going to nominate somebody within the next week, and the Senate's going to go forward with that process. The big question is there really truly enough time between now and Election Day for somebody to get nominated, vetted, and voted on before Election Day? And that still is a little bit of an open question right now, particularly since Democrats are trying to think up every conceivable delay tactic that they possibly can.
Yeah, we know, Dave, that Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins are against taking a vote. How many senators can Mitch McConnell lose and still have enough votes?
Three. Yeah, so two are down, and there's pretty much one to go. And so keep a very close eye and ear on somebody such as Mitt Romney, who I think could possibly be the number one next Republican to decide that he wasn't going to go forward with voting for a nominee that President Trump put forward. But even if Mitt Romney was to go down, you would have a 50-50 tie ostensibly, and Vice President Mike Pence at that point would, by virtue of him being vice president and president of the Senate, something people often forget about, he would have the tie-breaking vote. So you basically need two more Republican senators in order, if you're a Democrat, to get what you want.
So that's a pretty big ask, really, going into this. How quickly can this be pushed through? I mean, 50 days until the election is not that much. But, you know, we always talk about to the election. I mean, the end of the term, that doesn't happen until 2021. I mean, could things conceivably move after the election takes place?
Absolutely. They not only could conceivably do that, but that's a definite scenario where you could be looking at having the election and then the vote on the Supreme Court nominee from sometime during that lame duck period between Election Day on November 3rd and Inauguration Day on January 20th. You have one little wrinkle in that you're going to have potentially a Senate seat split in Arizona for a special election that's taking place there. And if you have Mark Kelly, who's running for Senate there, he's a Democrat. If he wins that seat, you could lose a vote on the Republican side. So there are some other peculiarities that are factoring in. But, yeah, that's absolutely a scenario and one that Donald Trump may be looking to already at this point.
Yeah, a lot of moving pieces. The president is said to be narrowing his choices. Do you think he's got it narrowed down to maybe two?
Maybe he says five. It seems that the two people in particular are at the top of his list, including a judge in Florida who just ruled on a major voting rights case in Florida at the appeals court level. So we've got already some election ties related to people who are under consideration. One thing we know for sure is that Donald Trump is going to nominate a woman to this open spot. He's already said that. So taking him at his word, you can expect that is going to factor into his nomination, which, again, should be in the next week.
Okay. Well, Dave, thanks so much, and a lot to talk about in the coming week, including that debate that you mentioned there, too, a week from tonight. That's Dave Leventhal, senior Washington correspondent for Business Insider.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.